Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Enjoyed that Nick Haley conversation, right?
Did you?
Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It left something very important out.
Did I?
It left out something very, very important.
My apologies.
Let's hear it, actually.
I know because I know where you came from as far as your previous stops in New England and in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Kenny Kitch.
Oh, yeah. It's a work in progress. We got him on the jugs. I tell him to get on the jugs. So, no, he's coachable. And he's got a joy about him, you know. Best part I like is, hey, when we call Y shift and he goes around across the ball and, you know, does it actually pretty damn good. So, but we have fun with it, you know. And, you know, Cole and Jens with the line, and there's carryover too with Jake and, you know, myself. We got to, you know, we have fun with those guys. And they do so much work together, you know, in individual. There's some crossover. So, you know, he's ready whenever we need him and you know, thankful for the way we got to obviously use him last week, especially.
So he's talking about Blake Fisher as a pass catcher.
As a eligible tight end.
Ever since we kind of floated it, I guess this week earlier, huh?
Yeah, I think I brought it up a little earlier.
Sure
did.
I've been all in on this just because. But you know what? He was talking like sort of laughing and maybe serious or maybe sounding unserious even though it's there. But at the very end there, he goes, he has fun with it.
Wait, you
fun with what?
You said he sounded unserious. Give me the start of Nick Haley again, and I want to point out a few things that are happening here.
Oh yeah, it's a work in progress. We got him on the jugs. I tell him to get on the jugs. So no, he's coachable.
That's good. All right. Yeah. So first and foremost, he sounded a little flustered, like he wasn't expecting that question.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, why are you bringing this up? They can see this.
Yes,
that's the way it hit me at least.
Yeah.
And then secondly,
all that.
Secondly, and I might ask you to play it just one more time for me, Figgy. Do you hear him tapping the podium?
Yeah, like a little nervous.
Like,
oh yeah. It's a work in progress. We got him on the jugs. I tell him to get on the
right there. I ain't heard him tap the podium not once. Like, he is an energetic. Yeah, that sounded like damn.
Yeah.
I hope that this still works when I bring it out here. Like, that's what it sounded like. I love it. And maybe I shouldn't be the person saying this because again, we know that people listen. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying the Broncos got Sean Payton out here checking in within the loop.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
But, like, I think he's going to do it.
I do, too.
I think he's going to do it. Maybe not this week, to be fair, but I think he's going to do it.
He should have just lied, man.
Well, he kind of tried.
I would have been like, nah.
Mm-hmm. But then he's like, jug machine. He's coachable. Don't forget he said that.
I wouldn't have said none of that.
We have fun with it. And then he kind of started to say, I'm kidding, but didn't say I'm kidding.
No, he did say
it. He goes, I'm, and then he moved on. I was like, I don't know why, but you know, this is silly. I guess people like big guy touchdowns.
That's right.
You know,
there's not much that we are fascinated with more in the American sports public is the diminutive athlete and the portly athlete, yes. right? We get the big boys doing stuff, and we get the real little guys doing stuff, and we are in on it.
I mean, if I'm Blake Fisher, I'll be trying to do this.
You know he's asking.
Yeah, I would try to add this to my resume.
Mm-hmm. People always ask.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that this is a fireable offense with a capital F.
Oh, wow.
I take you to NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League here in these United States. And a coach of the Seattle Reign, the Seattle soccer team, her name is Laura Harvey. She was on a podcast, a soccerish podcast, and she was talking about, you know, finding different formations and about how she engages with technology. Quote, one day in the offseason, I was writing things into ChatGPT like, what is the Seattle Reign's identity? And it would spurt out, and it was like, I don't know that that's true or not. And then I put in, what formation should you play to beat NWSL teams? And it spouted out that you should play five in the back, and so I did. No joke, that's why I did it. Fire her. Fire her right now.
But did she win? Did they win?
Fire her. I don't care what
happened. No, it's important. Fire her. It's right important.
Nah,
no.
Nah. Did
fire
they win?
Her right
What's
now.
What's the score?
Did
what
they
was
win?
The score of that game?
Fire her right now.
Okay.
If they won that
that's
game,
not the
man.
Question. That's not the question. Did you, they win?
Like, and this is not actually just a general AI thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be one of the closer use cases where I think the AI is useful, right? Take it, if you have a whole bunch of data and you put it into like a machine like AI learning that could actually find, you know, find sure. patterns and stuff and help you recognize that maybe faster than some other computer algorithms would. That actually makes sense. I'm sure that there's sports or organizations that are doing some of that.
Use some type of data program.
I think Sumer like Sports is doing stuff like that. She ain't say she was using one of those. She said
ChatGPT.
You know what ChatGPT is?
You know what? That's true.
ChatGPT is a language model.
That's true.
All that's doing is taking all the internet, right, yeah. on Reddit. Mm-hmm. What words did they put together? And ChatGPT is just trying to predict what the next word is. And she was like, give me your soccer formations. Are you stupid?
I hadn't thought
what
of it
What is wrong
way.
With you?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Fire her right now. And then she did it. And she not only did she do it, right?
This is the actual
firewall. Why are you on a podcast saying that you did this? How could you do
like
such
a thing?
Like
it wasn't some, you know, advanced, you know, AI and that really can break down that particular. It was this ChatGPT.
This is an advanced version of going into going into your phone and letting it predict the next word and then that making that the decision of how you do your job. That's stupid.
I kind of want to see how the Texans can beat their opponent on Sunday with ChatGPT.
Right, well, this break, I'm looking at.
What
it
do
up.
They need to do?
I'm going to see what ChatGPT says.
Fire her. I don't even know how good her team is. Like, I love me some soccer. I don't know what's happening with the Seattle Reign. Fire her right now. Right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't think nobody need to be fired here or anything, but So yesterday we dressed as Coming to America characters.
Right.
We had our Halloween costume
party. Rave reviews, by the way, and I say that as humbly as I can.
Yeah. No, I'm actually shocked how many compliments we got on this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Halloween party / contest yesterday.
Right.
And with us, we can't really enter the contest as much because we doing the show and all that stuff. So it's hard to get over there at our company party. But I got to confess, man, we did get on the stage and shouted out some lines from Coming to America.
Yeah, during
we
the break.
Popped in real quick and was out. I got to confess, man, I feel like we should have won something, man. We should have won. So I'm not saying we should have won first place or anything. I think Sean and Grego won first place.
Mm-hmm.
Well deserved. But I feel like we should have won something, man.
Got something in that
bag? Man, we went out. We went all out on this, man. We
didn't go all out on the skit part. To be fair, we didn't think we were going to do a skit.
Yeah. But we dressed up probably better than anybody else up
here. That was what I was going to ask you. How do you think our costumes compared to everybody else?
Yeah, that's when we went all out. Mm-hmm. A couple people went up to us and said, hey, y'all dressed the best. Did y'all enter the contest?
Nope, on the air.
I'm like, man, we should have got something. Some type of little gift card or something, man.
What could we get?
Do you think we could bully Sarah and Aaron?
Let's just go grab something.
You think we can bully them into giving us something? Because this is the thing. I know that you feel this way. I personally was just in it for the laughs, which I had plenty of yesterday, and I think that our listenership did too. But this is something that I think if we work it, and I know they're listening to us, so maybe it doesn't work this way, we could probably bully them into giving us something.
Yeah.
But see, I would have thought they probably would have been like, man, y'all did such a good job. Here you go.
Yeah, but they know we're so amenable.
I feel like everybody else just been getting the love. Yeah. I'm like, dang, we getting love on these streets, though.
Yeah, the streets love us.
Yeah.
The streets love us.
Yeah, so I feel like we should have got something, man. I feel like we've been snubbed a little bit.
Yeah, we have. I hate myself for thinking this. I'll say that right up front.
Okay.
That's the biggest part of the confession. So, you know, looking at all these numbers, seeing, you know, stuff for the game on Sunday, frankly, I knew they weren't great, but I didn't know this. Did you know the Broncos are the most penalized team in the entire NFL?
I don't think I realized that.
Did you?
I didn't know that.
They're the most penalized team in the NFL, and this is what I thought that I feel horrible about.
I'm shocked they ain't the Jags.
This is what I thought that I feel horrible about. I thought, it ain't gonna matter. Because there's going to be so many Broncos fans there because Texans, like the whole, you know, usually the visiting team, very highly penalized team goes into an opposing stadium and they get penalized even more.
Yeah,
they fall apart. And I feel bad, but I think I'm right. It's not going to matter that much.
You think because of the home field advantage?
Yeah,
because
the home field advantage is not as significant here and there's going to be a ton of Broncos fans.
Do you think that that's? I don't think it's going to be as bad as last week, though.
Well, Niners, who knows? I don't think so either. If you had to, you know, if I had to say,
I would have to hope
a lot of Broncos.
I would have to hope the Texans fans like got back.
Well, that's why my confession is like I feel bad that I don't think it's going
to
be that.
Honestly, it's tough to get Texans fans back in.
Yeah,
because I've been through so much,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think last week will get everybody back in to the point is. Damn near, you know, a big crowd, a big Texans crowd.
And much like the Niners, Broncos fans are everywhere.
And the thing that sucks is that Broncos are going to be more evident. Well, I think it'll be a little
with the
more
orange.
Evident. Well, because the thing about it, though, is there's a lot of blue. But I feel like with the orange accents.
They're going to have those orange jerseys.
Yeah.
They love those orange jerseys.
You'll have enough to be able to tell. Yeah. So we'll know. I hadn't even considered how much the potential takeover was there.
Yeah.
That's such a great
point. I feel
point.
Awful.
Yeah, I don't love that. I feel bad now. I was having so much fun up to that point. But I will turn this back around. With that penalized, especially if they are penalized in particular times, as much as we're talking about the offense and quick passing and keeping on the field, that might keep them on the field too. Like how much does an undisciplined defense for the Broncos maybe help the Texans, you know, matriculate their way down the field? Cross my fingers.
Yeah.
I got mine in there right now. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, where I am looking up at the Pat McAfee show, and I'm just wondering who the hell he's supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. What is here and there is what we got coming up next, because it's a Friday heading into another weekend of college football. So let's get John Lopez's college football headline. What does that look like? We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.